This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren. Our topic today is Planned Parenthood. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American. Whenever you prepare for a topic such as dealing with Planned Parenthood, you have to do research, which involves going to their website and learning all kinds of things about this, I don't know if you call it a program or an outfit, whatever you want to call it. And if you were to look on their website, you'd find they have all kinds of areas in which they deal, in which they work, including abortion, birth control, body image, general health, and other things. But the ones that stand out to me are, of course, abortion, birth control, and what they, I'm sure, abortion, really, well, that's for many of them today, that's a form of birth control. And then you also have the morning after pill has its own section, as well as sex and sexuality, sexual orientation, and gender. And so what is Planned Parenthood? Well, if you were to look on their website, Planned Parenthood is basically a health center for people of all ages, male and female. And under their About Us section, a Learn About Them section, you see a heading entitled Leading the Reproductive Health and Rights Movement. Now, why would a health center be leading in health rights movement? They say on campuses and online and state houses and in courts, community settings and the media, Planned Parenthood is a visible and passionate advocate for policies that enable Americans to access comprehensive reproductive and sexual health care, education, and information. Whether talking to members of Congress, parents, or faith leaders, or arguing cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, we fight for common sense policies that promote women's health, allow individuals to prevent unintended pregnancies through the access to affordable health contraception, and protect the health of young people by providing them with comprehensive sex education. And it goes on and on, talk about various other things. Basically, they're leading a health rights movement, as they say here, and they use the idea that they are trying to further the what is called common sense policies that promote women's health. Well, if you look on their website, you'll find several things. One beginning that I found particularly interesting among several, not just interesting but frightening, is the looking at a heading titled Female, Male, and Intersex at a Glance. And on their website, you'll find phrases such as, some people are intersex rather than female or male. Our biological sex is how we are determined as female, male, or intersex. And then they also have you learn so much about this wicked organization, sexual orientation at a glance. It says, sexual orientation is a term used to describe what gender or genders someone is sexually or romantically attracted to. You notice there they use the plurality of not just gender, but genders. They go on to say, we do not know for sure what causes a person's sexual orientation. Oh, isn't that interesting? You cannot tell a person's sexual orientation by the way they look or their job or hobbies. The only way to know is if you tell them. Homophobia and biophobia, fear and hatred of lesbian, gay, and bisexual people are very harmful. Isn't it interesting that those who stand opposed to homosexuality, stand opposed to the bisexual, the lesbians, all these other different things, that they are many times thrown into this group of homophobia and biphobia and use the idea that we have a hatred for these individuals and going to say that such an attitude is harmful. And what they really mean when you put this in everyday terms is that if you are opposed to their lifestyle, then your viewpoint is harmful. They go on to look at the idea of transgender. Isn't it interesting that Planned Parenthood, their title, their whole work is called Planned Parenthood, but they deal with so much more than just childbirth and abortions. Here under transgender, here their website says is a term that includes the many ways that people's gender identifies can be different from the sex they were assigned at birth. When people's assigned sex and gender identify as the same, they're called cisgender, cisgender. Well, I had to look up that term because I never heard that term. Well, this cisgender or cisgender is defined this way: denoting or relating to someone whose sense of personal identity corresponds with the gender assigned to them at birth, compared to transgender. Such a person who identifies with their assigned gender, we would say, or at least the Bible would say, is normal. Is that harsh or hateful, or is it biblical? Well, in Romans 1 and verse 26, let's consider these words. The Bible says, "For this reason God gave them up to vile passions." We know from the context that they were so wicked that God just allowed them to do what they were going to do because they were going to do it anyway. "For even their women exchange a natural use for what is against nature." Now we know in context he's talking about the homosexual and the lesbians. But that also would include those who, anything that's against nature is sinful. Anything that's unnatural, such as the transgender life or chosen life or whatever you want to call it. And so therefore those who are noted as being cisgender or cisgender, whatever you want to call it, those whose personal identity corresponds to the gender assigned to them at birth, well, they are given a whole new term where the Bible says those individuals are natural. They have natural sense. So obviously those who have this transgender mentality must be doing something, living a life that is against nature. Now we could go on and look, and we'll continue this lesson next time. But of course we know they also perform abortions. On their website, they said abortions are very common. Their website says, in fact, 3 out of 10 women in the U.S. have an abortion by the time they are 45 years old. And that's frightening to think about. But how does a Christian respond to a wicked work like Planned Parenthood? Well, first of all, we know that many of us are familiar with Planned Parenthood because of their stance on abortion. We know what the Bible says in Proverbs 6 and verse 17. "Among the many things that God hates are hands that shed innocent blood," Proverbs 6, verse 17. But we see that Planned Parenthood is standing for so many evils. And we know that, as we saw there in Romans chapter 1, verse 26, that there are those who are doing things which are against nature. And so we must stand up for the Bible, defend the Bible and its teaching concerning not just on abortion, but also on gender and sexuality in general. And we'll continue talking about this next time. I thank you for being here with me today on The Christian American.